Hello and greetings, and welcome back for a new season and new calendar year of the In Right Standing podcast, a podcast for the unique, the peculiar, and the chosen who want to live right and at the end of the day be in right standing with themselves and with others. I'm your host, Jada Cofield, and on today's episode, I want to continue our conversation on prayer by highlighting characteristics of people who pray. Just a reminder before we get started, if you haven't already heard, we are on TV now, and you may already be watching us on your Roku TV. If not, go to your Roku channel store and download the In Right Standing Network channel, and there you have it. We have great new original series we will be adding and would love for you to join us there. Be sure to also tune into Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and wherever you like to listen to your favorite podcast. I'm sure we are there. People who pray are distinguishable people of the earth. They have a particular countenance, discipline, and lifestyle about themselves. I want to encourage you and share with you today some of those traits. Acts 7:60 says, "Then falling on his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, 'Lord, do not hold this sin against them.'" Acts 7 and the story of the stoning of Stephen is a great story about intercession. Intercessors are people who by calling or by nature chooses to be a mediator on behalf of those who cannot intervene for themselves. Intercessors make requests, urge, plead, beg, counsel, discuss, risk, sacrifice, and make war on issues relating to the weaker ones, and thus they have an impact on the final outcomes for those they serve. One of the first characteristics of an intercessor is that they are persistent. They do not give up on a matter. They are in it for the long haul or until the end. These are not sprinters, but long-distance cross-country runners. They understand rhythm and pace. Intercessors know how to be persistent. Think about the people who labored for years to end slavery, the Holocaust, apartheid, or for the wall of communism to fall. That was not a prayer that was answered in one day. It was strategized, heartfelt prayer from intercessors all over the world. A second characteristic of intercessors is they have a great dependence and reliance on the person of the Holy Spirit. True intercessors follow instructions. They are not lone rangers and self-exalted or just do what they want when they want to or when they feel like it. They often do not struggle with obedience. They understand obedience is trusting the Holy Spirit, and by obeying Him, they can and will see the hand of God. I've met a lot of people with great platforms or even a small one, and they do not depend on the Holy Spirit. They're dependent on themselves. They are confident in their numbers, their live stream, their ability to draw and attract, but not the Holy Spirit. There is a difference. Intercessors trust the voice of God, often to the dismay or even criticism of others. Intercessors are like, God said it. I believe it until He proves me wrong. Think about those major moments I spoke of earlier. There were intercessors who God showed them freedom or the captives being set free, the walls coming down. And I know people were like, it will never happen. It won't be in my lifetime. But intercessors say, I believe God. I depend upon the guidance and leadership of the Holy Spirit. Stephen, in the Bible says, was full of the Holy Ghost. Full. The third characteristic of an intercessor is they carry a profound sense of the unknown and unseen. Intercessors usually can see the things others often cannot or refuse to acknowledge. Before Stephen was stoned, he looked up and could see the glory of God. Intercessors see the truth of the matter and God. He even saw the heavens open and saw Jesus standing on the right side of God. Oh boy, the people around started yelling and put their hands on their ears because they did not want to hear or rejected what Stephen was able to see. Now, I can even break this down further. It was a vision and they were covering their ears. One thing I have learned about wicked people, they hate hearing the truth. This is why faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I know people, when you talk, they will talk over you, yell at you, because they don't want you to speak at all. Why? Because if you hear the truth, you can then see the truth. Righteousness is a distinct sound, and so is the glory. That is why it says, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. The reason intercessors see the unknown is in order to know how to maneuver and what exactly to pray for and how to produce a victory. It is a privilege and an honor to be shown the unknown and unseen. It is to be used to protect, correct, direct, and to bring assurance, which leads me to the fourth characteristic of intercessors, which is they have a great mantle of humility. Now, humility is not, oh, lowly is me, and I'm just working for Jesus, and I'm just the humble servant of the Lord. No, humility, my dear, is knowing exactly who you are and whose you are. I know I belong to Christ, and I know I am mighty through Him. I am His, and He is mine. But there is no need for entitlement or the need to be idolized, nor should anyone allow it. Even when God shows you the unknown or non-public, do you brag? Do you share before it's time? Do you manipulate because of what you know? Or are you prideful about the fact you know God hears you and will perform miracles on your behalf? The answer should be neither, as humility is an outward garment and an inward lifestyle. Humility proves the truest of spiritual authority among many when it is displayed or walked in. Humble people have power. Humility can be likened to a spiritual nakedness, that your being is surrendered for the use of the Father in a mighty way. Meekness means a wild stallion, broken and brought under subjection. We have a lot of stallions these days, but not many that have received the prize of brokenness. He was blessed, broken, then given. The fifth characteristic of an intercessor, they are trustworthy and discreet. You're not posting your dream about a famous person and then saying at the end, let's pray for this person, after you just publicly shamed them because of what you saw, even if it wasn't good, or even if it was good. Some people are not familiar with the prophetic and things and ways of Christ, and you just helped in that narrative with what you did. No humility whatsoever, Miss Prayer Warrior, Miss Prophetess, Miss Intercessor. It's just not the right thing to do. Plus, you're not the only one who had that dream about that person. But I can guarantee you, you just missed your opportunity to witness to them. You do not rebuke or call out things in a person to embarrass them or others, even if you know the truth. I had a pastor once who told this young lady from the pulpit her and her partner needed to stop living together and get married. They never came back to the church. And you may think, well, they were being corrected. Maybe, but the wrong way. Nobody in the church knew their situation, and now everyone did. And the church was small, and the pastor could have just asked them to come to the back and speak privately, offered them marriage counseling or the church for their wedding. How about see if they really wanted a future together? He got a little information and was not discreet or trustworthy. What he didn't know, others had been working with this young lady, and she was rededicating her life to the Lord and finding the right path for her. It all stopped by that one public, non-discreet comment. Not only did she leave, she struggled and has ever since that day. A soul lost. The sixth characteristic of an intercessor, they usually don't miss seasons. Intercessors know what time it is. They know if they should sing, dance, cry, jump, run, roll over, or remain silent. They change when the spirit and leading of the Lord changes. They are not late people. They know if it's winter, fall, summer, or spring. They have a high capacity to discern the time. No, yes, wait, stop, go. Even in the natural, true intercessors are usually on time people. They understand and respect the presence of the Lord. They don't have to be told to get there early. They enjoy being in His presence and want His Spirit present, so they show up. The seventh characteristic of an intercessor, they are willing to suffer. Now let me explain. I'm not saying you must suffer a dreadful life to be an intercessor. I mean this in terms that they tend to go through great heartache in certain areas, deeper than others or even to extremes. But this is for not only a victory, but to birth a deeper compassion for others or similar trials or sufferings, and also to grant them the ability to know what to say and how to pray for the other person's deliverance. Do you have to suffer to be able to pray for another? No, let's make that clear. Intercessors are usually people who have experienced great pain, but can carry it, break through from it, and are not afraid if they must face it again. They willingly sacrifice the hurt if it means to help another. Then you have the eighth characteristic of an intercessor, which is they have great inner strength. Their strength comes from prayer and the victories they have experienced while living through life with its trials. The ninth characteristic of an intercessor is they have superb listening skills. And as my family friend once said to me, Jada, there is a difference between hearing and listening. Hearing is what you do because you're not deaf. Listening is what you do because you are paying attention. Intercessors pay attention to the details. They know how to hear the heart of a person's soul. They know how to hear the heart of the Father, resulting in great results because they know what is needed specifically to fix the matter. Amen and amen. The tenth characteristic of an intercessor is intercessors have sweetness about them. They war and fight a tremendous amount and have to take many things before the Lord, not to mention carrying the burden of the Lord for cities, nations, people, or an assignment. That in itself can wear on a person's spirit, soul, mind, and body, and can lead or create spiritual fatigue, which I personally am very keen to because it can happen. And sometimes you don't even realize it. You just know you're depleted and have to put two and two together. The last thing is to come out of prayer angry, brash, and ready to fight others. Actually, you should receive the opposite. Intercessors understand that by His loving kindness, I will draw thee. Intercessors are sweet people. I don't know any true intercessor that I have met that's not sweet to their core. Now, a lot hide it and think they have to be rough and tough with their afro puffs, but those are often the ones who are prophetic or prophets and think that prophets have to be hardcore and act more in their masculine energy. But those same women, when you really get to the heart of the matter, are real sweet. They just don't know how to balance the sweetness to not be taken advantage of or afraid they won't be taken seriously if they are sweet and show kindness. Pray about that, my sister. That's an identity issue. Ladies, there are two types of prophets, a prophet of the people or a prophet of the Lord. Which one do you want to be? Moving on, The 11th characteristic of an intercessor is they are worshipers of the Lord. They like to make songs and melodies unto the Lord and Father. They sing and pray and pray and sing. They are not afraid to raise their hands, weep, or just sit before the Lord. This type of behavior does not shame them. They are willing to dance like David danced. Their lifestyle is worship unto the Lord, a sweet fragrance unto Him. Amen. The 12th characteristic of an intercessor is that they carry a true presence of God or the glory. They have spiritual influence and authority that is not always publicly displayed. This is why people underestimate intercessors, because intercessors chill out in the presence of God. They got it like that. I am His and He is mine. They know what's up. They know that He is with them and that everything is going to be all right. They be chilling. They are cool with Christ. The 13th characteristic of an intercessor, and you may think this strange, but intercessors fix things quickly and apologize. They know forgiveness and fixing things matter when going before God. The slate is clean, so nothing can be in the way of my request or intercession. They don't drag their feet in making things right and being in right standing. I find it interesting if I hear a person who professes to be an intercessor and how God had to tell them to do something more than once. I know personally, if you don't do what I say after a few times, I stop speaking. Intercessors apologize and fix things quickly. The 14th characteristic of an intercessor, they are adamant about walking in peace. Intercessors fight for peace. This is why very historical changes in our nation and world have come about because the intercessors were fighting and are fighting for peace, but also within themselves and around themselves. The Greek Hebrew picture word for peace means destroying the power of the one who binds you to chaos, peace. Now, after that definition, how many of you want it? Guess what? You already have it. You're just not using it. That is why the chastisement of our peace was upon His shoulders. He already carried the burden, so you would not lose it. We are not supposed to lose peace because He took it upon Himself for you not to. We just have to remind ourselves we have it and break the powers of those things that try to keep us detached from the peace and bound to the chaos. Are you with me? These are just a few of many characteristics and the ones I will share with you today. Now, let's pray. Father, thank You for being King of Kings and Lord of Lords and the great I Am. There is none like You, nor can none compare. I pray today for the intercessors on this podcast. I pray that according to John 17, that they will be protected from evil, that a full measure of joy be fulfilled within them. They be sanctified by truth and Your word, that they become one with the Father as Jesus is one with Thee, and that the world may come to know Christ and believe through them with Your glory. And may the love of God be spread abroad in their hearts. In Jesus' precious name, I pray for you. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of the In Right Standing podcast. If you would like to join me for an exclusive behind the scenes of the podcast creation, my business and travels and the network, along with a more in-depth conversation about these podcast topics, be sure to join me over in the group app at inrightstanding.group.app/invite. The link is in the description below and in the show notes. It's a private group and an investment to join. We would love to have you if you would like to come. And remember, at the end of the day, I want you to be in right standing with yourself, with others, and most importantly, with Christ. Until next time, the Lord be with you. Bye!